You know, said Sirius loudly, leaning back on his rear chair legs and speaking to the ceiling, I think I'd prefer it if you didn't give orders here, Snape. It's my house, you see.
An ugly flush suffused Snape's pallid face. Harry sat down in a chair beside Sirius, facing Snape across the table.
I was supposed to see you alone, Potter, said Snape, the familiar sneer curling his mouth. But Black... I'm his godfather, said Sirius, louder than ever. I am here on Dumbledore's orders, said Snape, whose voice, by contrast, was becoming more and more quietly waspish. But by all means, stay, Black. I know you like to feel involved. What's that supposed to mean? Said Sirius, letting his chair fall back onto all four legs with a loud bang. Merely that I am sure you must feel frustrated by the fact that you can do nothing useful. Snape laid a delicate stress on the word, for the order.
It was Sirius's turn to flush. Snape's lip curled in triumph as he turned to Harry.
The headmaster has sent me to tell you, Potter, that it is his wish for you to study occlumency this term.
Study what? Said Harry blankly. Snape's sneer became more pronounced.
Occlumency, Potter. The magical defense of the mind against external penetration. An obscure branch of magic, but a highly useful one.
Harry's heart began to pump very fast indeed. Defense against external penetration? But he was not being possessed. They had all agreed on that.
Why do I have to study thing?
He blurted out.
Because the headmaster thinks it a good idea, said Snape smoothly. You will receive private lessons once a week, but you will not tell anybody what you are doing, least of all Dolores Umbridge. You understand?
Yes, said Harry. Who's going to be teaching me? Snape raised an eyebrow.
I am, he said.
Harry had the horrible sensation that his insides were melting.
Extra lessons with Snape?
What on earth had he done to deserve this? He looked quickly around at Sirius for support.
Why can't Dumbledore teach Harry?
Asked Sirius aggressively.
Why you? I suppose because it is a headmaster's privilege to delegate less enjoyable tasks, said Snape silkily. I assure you I did not beg for the job.
He got to his feet.
I will expect you at 6 o'clock on Monday evening, Potter. My office. If anybody asks, you are taking remedial potions. Nobody who has seen you in my classes could deny you need them.
He turned to leave, his black travelling cloak billowing behind him.
Wait a moment, said Sirius, sitting up straighter in his chair.
Snape turned back to face them, sneering.
I am in rather a hurry, Black. Unlike you, I do not have unlimited leisure time. I'll get to the point, then, said Sirius, standing up.
He was rather taller than Snape, who, Harry noticed, had balled his fist in the pocket of his cloak over what Harry was sure was the handle of his wand.
If I hear you're using these occlumency lessons to give Harry a hard time, you'll have me to answer to.